DNS migrations fail in production because teams discover errors after the name server switch, not before it. The operational question is not whether AI can execute the migration, but whether you can validate the entire target state against live Cloudflare name servers before committing. That pre-validation step, not the AI, is what makes business hours execution safe. The migration described here moved 20+ DNS records, 3 CI/CD workflows, and a static hosting platform from Amazon Route 53 and GitHub pages to Cloudflare workers in 2 hours, during business hours, with zero downtime. The AI assistant, Goose with Claude Sonnet, is the implementation detail. The governance architecture, pre-validation pipeline, and the auditable artifacts it produced are the thesis. Human error causes 66 to 80% of infrastructure outages. The operational solution is not to be more careful. It is to eliminate the manual steps that create the error surface in the first place. Why do DNS migrations still require weekend windows? Weekend deployment windows are a risk management response to an information problem. Teams do not know whether their target configuration is correct until they switch name servers and observe production traffic. At that point, any error is already in production: a missing MX record, a transposed SPF value, an incorrect CNAME priority. Rollback means repointing name servers and waiting for propagation, typically 15-60 minutes with modern low TTL configurations, but with real exposure in the interim. The weekend window does not reduce the probability of error, it reduces the business cost of the error by shifting it to off-peak hours. That is a reasonable mitigation for a manual process, but it is not a governance solution. It accepts the failure mode and schedules around it. The compounding problem is knowledge concentration. DNS record formats, TTL semantics, DNS SE key interactions, and cloud provider API specifics are tribal knowledge. When the engineer who last touched Route 53 is unavailable, the migration either waits or proceeds with higher risk. Downtime costs global 2,000 companies $400 billion annually, Splunk/Oxford Economics 2024, and a significant fraction of that cost comes from configuration errors that a programmatic diff would have caught before execution. What does programmatic pre-validation actually look like? How does the pre-validation window work? The core mechanism is querying the target name servers directly before the name server switch. Cloudflare assigns name servers to a zone the moment the zone is created. Those name servers resolve the zone's records independently of where the domain's registrar is pointing. This creates a window in which you can validate the entire target DNS state against authoritative Cloudflare resolvers while production traffic still flows through the old name servers. Cloudflare's name server infrastructure serves as the reference implementation. See Cloudflare's full setup documentation for the zone creation mechanics that enable pre-validation. What does a clean diff confirm? What? The diff producing zero output is the safety gate. Every MX record, 5 records for Google Workspace, every TXT record, SPF, DKIM, DMARC, every CNAME and every A record was verified against Cloudflare's authoritative name servers before the registrar switch was initiated. The validation report confirmed 100% parity across all 20+ records. This approach externalizes domain knowledge into executable code. The validation script encodes what correct looks like. It does not rely on an engineer remembering every record type and priority. How does the approval gate workflow distribute risk? What does each gate surface? The migration ran as a 5-phase recipe workflow. Analyze, research, plan, implement, prepare. Each phase produced a structured artifact and stopped at an explicit approval gate before proceeding. This is not autonomous execution. It is AI-assisted execution with human governance at every decision point. The first gate, after the analyze and research phases, surfaced the full infrastructure inventory, 20+ Route 53 records, 15 classified as critical, email, Google Workspace, SSL validation, and 5 as obsolete. DNS SC verification returned negative, confirming no migration blocker. A CTO reviewing this gate sees the full blast radius before any change is made. The second gate, after the plan phase, presented the complete Cloudflare zone configuration and the CI/CD migration design for approval before any API calls were made to the target platform. The Cloudflare API token, the one manual step in the entire workflow, approximately 2 minutes to create, was the only credential that could not be automated from the outside. How does this meet DORA Elite Performer criteria? The result is a change process that satisfies the DORA 2024 Elite Performer profile. On-demand deployment with change lead time under 1 hour, achieved not by removing governance but by encoding it into the workflow structure itself. For a broader treatment of how governance gates integrate with AI delivery pipelines, see Decision Frameworks for AI Delivery. The before and after infrastructure states are captured below. The key architectural shift is consolidation from three separate platforms, Squarespace Registrar, Route 53 DNS, GitHub Pages Hosting, to a single Cloudflare control plane for DNS, hosting, and CDN. What did the migration produce as artifacts? The standard framing for AI-assisted migration focuses on what the AI did. The more useful framing for a technical leader is what the migration left behind as operational artifacts. What does a 38-second deploy time prove? The CI/CD reconfiguration produced a GitHub Actions workflow that deploys to Cloudflare workers via the official Wrangler action. The 38-second deploy time is a falsifiable metric visible in every subsequent CI run. How does every PR become a compliance artifact? The governance trail is more significant than the workflow file. Every phase produced a pull request containing the proposed change, the rationale, and a rollback procedure. The PR is the audit artifact, reviewable before merge, traceable after. This satisfies common compliance requirements for change management without a separate change management system. Why is the runbook executable code, not a document? The validation script is itself a reusable artifact, parameterized for a different domain and a different source DNS provider. The same pre-validation pattern applies to any subsequent migration. The runbook is not a document describing what to do, it is executable code that enforces correctness before each step executes. The preview deployment infrastructure, provisioned as part of the migration, means every subsequent branch gets an isolated preview URL with 7-day auto cleanup. This was not a pre-existing capability, it was produced as a migration output. How do the numbers compare to a manual migration? The comparison baseline is a manual DNS migration executed by a competent engineer, exporting records from Route 53, manually importing to Cloudflare, testing each record type, monitoring propagation, and coordinating the registrar switch. The typical execution window is 4 to 6 hours of focused work, scheduled over a weekend. Where does the 88% deploy reduction compound? The deploy time reduction compounds across every subsequent deployment. At 5 deploys per day, that is approximately 35 minutes of CI waiting time recovered daily. The more significant number for risk management is the migration window, 2 hours during business hours versus a weekend event with an on-call team standing by. The cost-neutral outcome is notable. Cloudflare's free tier covers the use case, so the migration produced capability improvements, preview deployments, faster resolution, consolidated control plane without a budget line. The DNS resolution improvement from 20 to 30 ms to 10 to 15 ms globally is consistent with DNS perf benchmark data on Cloudflare's Anycast network performance. When does this pattern apply beyond DNS? Which infrastructure patterns generalize? Which infrastructure patterns generalize? The pre-validation pattern generalizes to any infrastructure change where a target state can be queried before traffic is redirected to it. DNS is a clean example because Cloudflare name servers are queryable independently of registrar pointing, but the structural pattern is broader. The same governance architecture applies to CDN origin switching. Validate the new origin response correctly before updating the CDN routing rule. Database migration cutover, validate read replica lag and schema parity before promoting, and API gateway routing changes, validate the new backend passes all contract tests before updating the routing table. In each case, the question is the same. Can you assert that the target state is correct before making it the production state? The conditions under which this pattern is strictly better than alternatives, Terraform, Pulumi, manual execution, are worth stating precisely. Terraform and Pulumi produce excellent state management for greenfield infrastructure, but they require the source state to already be expressed as code. When the source state lives in a legacy cloud console with 20+ manually created records and no infrastructure as code history, the migration cost to get into a Terraform managed state is itself a significant project. The approach described here treats the migration as a one-time governed event that produces an infrastructure as code artifact, the Cloudflare zone configuration, as output, without requiring infrastructure as code as a prerequisite. When does this pattern not apply? The pattern is not appropriate when the change cannot be pre-validated, some stateful database cutovers, when regulatory requirements mandate human execution of each step rather than scripted automation, or when the team lacks the domain knowledge to evaluate the AI proposed configuration at each gate. The approval gates require a reviewer who can assess whether the proposed DNS records are correct, not just whether the workflow ran. For observability patterns that support gate reviewers in production, see Closing the AI Observability Gap. Pro takeaways: pre-validation is the safety mechanism, not the AI. Querying Cloudflare name servers before the registrar switch converts an information problem into a Boolean assertion. The AI accelerates the mechanics. The pre-validation architecture is what makes business hours execution defensible. Approval gates produce audit artifacts, not just checkpoints. Each gate generates a PR with rationale and rollback procedure. The compliance artifact is a byproduct of the governance structure, not a separate documentation effort. The runbook is the deliverable. A parameterized executable validation script that can be reused for any subsequent migration has more operational value than a completed migration. The infrastructure state is recoverable. An executable governance process is built, not bought. Elite deployment performance follows from pre-validation confidence. The DORA 2024 finding that elite performers deploy on demand with sub-hour change lead time is a consequence of investing in pre-deployment correctness guarantees, not a consequence of moving faster. For a broader treatment of agentic workflow patterns and approval gate architecture, see AI-assisted development, the accountability layer.